Derek Warren here with Katie Custer of the Effingham Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're getting right into springtime, so all kinds of events coming up. I'm sure that it's very busy starting this month. So.
Always busy.
Yeah. So what do we have in store? I know it starts up pretty well early in this month as well.
Yeah, so our first week on April 3rd, we actually are having a ribbon cutting at Thompson Auction Team. So they're a new auction service that actually just opened on Jefferson Street in Effingham. So that's at 4 o'clock that day. We'll do a ribbon cutting them just... Or I'm just inviting them to the community, and then they're going to show us a little bit about what they do.
So. Cool, yeah, get a little behind-the-scenes action.
Yeah, there. Absolutely. And then the next week is probably our busiest week of the entire month. On April 8th, we actually have our Lunch and Learn, which is featuring Dr. Nathan Jones. So he was chosen by NASA to live in a Mars simulator for a year.
I got a release on that and read a little bit. That's real interesting.
Yes, and he's actually a hometown guy, so from Effingham. Better. Yeah, so we have invited him to speak with the chamber members, and it's, again, Tuesday, April 8th at 11:30 at the Effingham Event Center. It's sponsored by Dr. Sahi and Jones. Obviously, that's a practice of his family. So they're sponsoring it for the day. It's $25 for members and $35 for non-members. And then it also features lunch from Country Roads Catering, which is never a bad thing.
Yeah, right. You got to have the food in there as well.
Absolutely. But we're excited to hear from him. I think he's got a pretty incredible story.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from NASA, he's got to have some good stories in there.
Yeah, sure. They did some stuff for medical research, which I know there's some things that he still can't release that are still, you know, in the works, but I can't even imagine how you get involved in a program like that.
Right? Like, just the kind of get into his head a little bit there. It'll be interesting to hear about some of the stories there.
Yeah, he has a wife and children, so to even go away from them for a year to live in this Mars simulator is a big decision, so it'll be interesting to hear his perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what better perspective than one that's gone through the program already?
So. Yes, absolutely. And then the next morning, bright and early, April 9th, we have our second Coffee and Connections of the year, and we are focusing this year on some roundtable discussions. And this one is small business marketing, which is, you know, very important to everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
What types of marketing are available? What do they suggest for smaller style businesses? So it's actually going to be proctored by Brittany Blank and Clint Holkenbrink. They're with Wabash Communications. And they're, you know, kind of experts in the field, and they have seen Wabash start from a very small company into something huge and have been the pioneers for that. So we're excited to hear their expertise.
Yeah, definitely. And you say it's all small businesses, a roundtable, basically. Small business is kind of the backbone of Effingham, so that's perfect.
Absolutely, and we appreciate them and want to make sure that they continue to thrive in this community, and we feel like helping them with marketing efforts might be one step closer to continuing their success.
Absolutely.
So that is actually at Canarm in Teutopolis. We do provide a coffee, of course, since it's 7 a.m. That's definitely needed. And a little light breakfast, which is being sponsored by Revive with B. It is $10 for our members or $15 if you're a non-member.
Okay.
And then the next day, I'm telling you, it's a busy week week.
No kidding.
April 10th, we are hosting a business after hours at Meraki Health, and they're a new business that actually opened on Linden Street here in Effingham.
Oh, cool.
We're also doing a ribbon cutting for them. So they're, I guess I shouldn't say they are a new business. They're just moved into our community. They have other locations. I know one in Newton for sure. So this is their first Effingham location. So we're excited to kind of celebrate them. They offer all kinds of great services to this community. So we're excited to learn more and then welcome them with a ribbon cutting and a business after hours.
Yeah, you always welcome new businesses in Effingham.
Yes.
It seems like there's more and more of them all the time.
So yes, the more the merrier. We're very lucky. And then our next event after that isn't until April 24th, but it's another business after hours, which are always very popular.
You get a little gap in there.
That's right. Yeah, we get a little bit of a break to maybe catch up on some work at the chamber office. But on April 24th at 5 o'clock, it's at the Villas of Hollybrook, which is located on West Evergreen in Effingham. And again, tours of their facilities and just getting to know the services that they offer to the community. And they have a very beautiful building, so I'm excited to kind of be back in there. But again, another business after hours, which is just a mix and mingle opportunity for our members. There's always some light refreshments, and it's a good night.
Great location right in the middle of town, too.
So yep. There you go. So a busy month at the Chamber office.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're getting into springtime, and I can always correlate that with more events happening.
Absolutely. So. It's nicer outside. We don't have to deal with the yucky cold, rain, snow, sleet, whatever's going on around Illinois. Yeah, I know. Man, I'm going to be in trouble now. But we're excited to get up and going and continue the busyness of the Chamber and the community.
Yeah, definitely. All kinds of events going on means all kinds of bustling events coming up throughout the town as well, throughout the month. It's always nice to hear because it means people can go out and do whatever they feel like doing that day.
So. Yes, yes. And we have a great community full of tons of things to do, tons of activities, not just chamber things. So always supporting local is the way to go.
Definitely.